The Blue Fire was discovered on Tuesday, August 26th, 4 miles south of Syed on Walker Ridge in Siskiyou County, after thunderstorms brought intense lightning to the surrounding area in the Klamath National Forest. 2 days later, on August 28th, fire activity picked up, breaching sections of a direct fire line that had been constructed. At that time, the fire stood at a mere 134 acres, just a fraction of the 3,700 acres it would grow to be. It was still 0% contained a day later when the California Interagency Complex Incident Management Team took over management of the fire from the Forest Service. The interagency team had been managing the Dillon Fire, which at that time had just been showing signs of ebbing. During the next 2 days, the Blue Fire broke out for real, and on August 31st, the fire had grown by almost 1,000 acres, still being 0% contained. This massive spread was due to evening winds causing the fire to expand in all directions, past Blue Mountain and toward Grinder Creek. Evacuation warnings were issued for Syed Valley. At this point, 225 personnel were working on the fire. Over the next week, more than 500 personnel were added to the team as the fire ripped through another 2,000 acres. On Sunday, the 7th of September, the fire stood at 3,100 acres with 764 people working on it. Hotshot wildland firefighter crews were working out of spite camps, and fire crews conducted strategic firing operations to strengthen containment lines and protect the Syed Valley community who had been issued with evacuation orders on September 2nd. Still, the fire was 0% contained. However, that day, September 7, there was a bit of a blessing from Mother Nature in the form of cloud cover and rain. A day later, the picture had changed dramatically. Although the rain brought with it unhealthy air, it had also doused the fire, bringing the first containment since the fire broke out almost 2 weeks earlier. By the end of Monday, September 8th, the Blue Fire was 13% contained. Despite more rain being forecast, the incident team continued to add personnel to the operation, and on September 9, the fire was 33% contained. Evacuation orders were downgraded to warnings, and children returned to school. In spite of this, the fire had still burned 500 new acres, bringing the total to 3,700. And authorities stressed the fire still posed significant risk to the Syed Valley community, which was experiencing unhealthy air quality. Over the next few days, the management team started to scale back the operations as the fire, even though still only about 30% contained, showed limited indication of growth. At that point, the log fire, which too was started on August 26 by lightning, was burning in the Marble Mountain Wilderness south of the Blue Fire. Due to its remoteness, the fire, although smaller by 2,000 acres, stayed uncontained much longer, with limited personnel assigned to it. On September 14th, the fire was left to its own devices, still 0% contained, holding at 1,100 acres, and posing no threat to communities. Today, September 29th, the log fire is 97% contained and the Blue Fire is at 83%. No growth has been observed in the log fire, which is still being left unattended. While operations on the Blue Fire focus on mop-up, hazard tree mitigation, and suppression repair. Somewhat incredibly, there have been no reports of injuries or structural damage in the almost 5,000 acres that have been burned. That is good news indeed, but untold is the story of burned trees, dead or injured animals, and a shredded ecosystem which may take years, even decades, to recover. Not to mention the possible health-related damage, mental and physical, to residents and firefighters alike. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Sigurd Bjørn.